It's just that I think the public needs to be informed. We need to be told the benefits versus the risk. We need to know what we're facing.
Well, the darker side of the polio vaccine, and what nobody knows, is that Jonas Salk has pointed out that in the last 10 years in this country, 2/3 of all the cases of polio have been vaccine-induced.
How many cases is that,
and Bob?
How many cases, Bob?
Would you not interrupt me for a second? I know that doctors are used to interrupting patients, but not another doctor.
Especially another doctor.
He does make a point that we should also say Sabin is live and live vaccine, yeah. And Salk
is inactive,
right. As we say in the laboratory. All right. How many was it? They ask.
Well, how many people know that the European epidemic of polio, there were about 20 or 30 cases in this country? Now, of course, the American doctors will argue that the reason why polio disappeared in this country was because of the vaccine. But then why did it disappear in Europe in the 1940s and the 1950s without mass vaccination? Right. Why doesn't it occur in the third world, where only 10% of the people have ever been immunized against polio or anything else?
So, in other words, we may be fighting a tiger that died.
That's quite correct.
Ask the people in Great Britain. Ask the people in Japan who...
back here. Gentlemen, if you please, I've got probably the smartest audience we've ever had.
I have a question. How long a delayed action, if any, would you connect this with, like MS?
Is MS a possibility? Would multiple sclerosis be one of the possible results?
As a matter of fact, there's a new publication that just came out from John Hoffman, who's a close associate of Toni Morris's, that gives the references linking MS in later life to the early introduction of live virus vaccines like measles and like some of the others that are live viruses. Now, at the present time, I would recommend that anybody who has MS or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or any of those degenerative neurologic conditions of later life, carefully review their vaccine histories.
I would also like to comment to that, because in connection with my case, I've been doing some research.
Let me tell him once again, Ms. Gundy, that you are a Guillain-Barré victim, contracted following your receipt of the swine flu vaccination.
Yes, and I am in the process of writing a book about my experience, and in the process I've done considerable research, and from what I have learned, it looks as if immunizations frequently cause autoimmune diseases, not only Guillain-Barré syndrome, but lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and other types of things. Now, I have no data at this point.
We should also say that there's a good deal of evidence suggesting that multiple sclerosis may be the result of distemper in an animal that the victim received during childhood. Now, none of this is absolutely nailed to the wall, but that's the problem with this. What's a mother to do with all of these balls in the air and nobody really certain?
I would just like to also comment that we had 46 million people vaccinated with the swine flu shot. And I have written to Ralph Nader's organization. I have written to some of the government organizations trying to get them to do a survey, an ongoing survey, to see if these vaccinations do cause autoimmune diseases or what the reactions are. I can't even get a response because I'm not a doctor. I have no clout. I'm a nobody.
Mrs. Grant, why were you shaking your head?
You know, it isn't only with that vaccine. It's with all vaccines.
Yes.
They are not interested in the adverse reactions. As a matter of fact, if I may, I'd like to invite anyone to write to me if they've had an adverse reaction. I'd like to help the government because they don't want to know, but I would like to know.
I am a mother of three children, and I have been informed, and I have read up on these things. And I chose not to vaccinate my children, but when they get to school, why is it that I have to fight for my rights as a mother and the choice I've made?
Let me just quickly, we're long, but that's a very important question. Here are the states in which you either have the totally free decision about whether or not to vaccinate, or we're calling them loophole states, states where they're not going to send your child to solitary if you don't have his card, you know? All right, California. Not all children must be immunized in these states. Some require religious reasons. Some places there is a bureaucratic humma-humma you have to go through to prove that you're this or that. And others, it's probably easier. So just for the sake of simplifying this, Colorado, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, Washington, and Wisconsin. If your state is not on there, it means that your child is going to be left at the kindergarten door feeling very, very much an outcast because he didn't get his immunization shots. And we'll be back in a moment.